From Spark and Anvil and Circuit Forge, this is Fuse in Chapter 1 of the Circuit Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Fuse was a small, careful dormouse in a thin silver vest. She wasn't much older than the others, but she stood right at the front gate of every circuit, where the current first came in, and she watched it like a lifeguard watches water. Her vest was special. It was made of a thin, thin thread, thinner than any other wire on the line, and that was on purpose. "I'm the weakest link," Fuse at sight, and she'd say it proudly, which puzzled the newer components. "I'm the thinnest wire here. I'm built to break first." "Why would you want to be the one that breaks?" a young bulb once asked her. "Because," said Fuse, "if I break at the right moment, nobody else has to."
Here is the thing Fuse understood that the shinier, sturdier parts didn't. Current, the river of electrons flowing through the wires, is usually gentle and steady. But sometimes something goes wrong upstream. A wire touches a wire it shouldn't, a machine jams, and suddenly a huge, dangerous surge comes roaring down the line, far more current than the circuit was ever built to carry. Enough to overheat the wires, enough to burn out the bulbs, enough sometimes to start a fire. The sturdy parts couldn't stop it. They'd just carry the surge along, heating up and up until they failed all at once, everywhere. But Fuse, thin little Fuse, was made to notice first and act first.
One evening it happened, a tangle upstream, and then the surge. A wall of current came thundering toward the little circuit, far too much, far too fast. The bulbs didn't know yet, the switch didn't know. The current was already glowing dangerous hot as it hit the front gate. Not hold on. She did not try to be strong and tough it out. She did the one thing she was built to do. At the exact moment the current crossed the line into danger, her thin wire melted through and snapped, and the circuit went dark. Silent. Broken. On purpose.
The bulbs blinked, alarmed. "You broke! The whole line's dead!" An old owl repairman came and lifted the little dark circuit into the lamplight. He saw the snapped thread where Fuse had been, and he did not frown. He smiled. "She did it," he said softly. "Look, everything else is fine. Not a scorch on any of you. The surge came, and she broke the loop before it could reach you. That's not a failure. That's a Fuse doing its job perfectly." He explained it to the frightened bulbs. "A Fuse is the deliberate weak link. When too much current comes, she melts and breaks the circuit on purpose, the instant before the danger spreads. She sacrifices herself so nothing else gets hurt. Then we just put in a fresh one, and the whole line is safe again." He fitted a new thin-vested Fuse into the gate, and the circuit hummed warmly back to life.
The new Fuse settled into her post at the front gate and felt, underneath her careful watchfulness, a deep and quiet steadiness, the calm of knowing exactly what she was for. She wasn't the brightest part, or the strongest, or the one everyone noticed. She was the one who would break first, so that no one else had to break at all. There was a warmth in that. The bulbs hadn't understood at first. Breaking, for her, wasn't losing. It was love, made of thin wire. And keeping that watch, ready, thin, unafraid, felt not scary, but peaceful. The grounded ease of a small creature who knows her small job matters more than anyone guesses. "I'm the weakest link," she said again to the humming line, and now the bulbs understood why she said it like a gift. "So I break first, and you stay safe."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fuse. Released under Creative Commons BY NC SA 4.0. for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.